absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 259 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today's show is about the culture of fake news. Is this really a completely new phenomenon? Did you grow up believing in Father Christmas, or were you the critically thinking 5-year-old who pointed out that the house did not even have a chimney? Were your parents honest and told you that your rabbit had died? Or did they come up with a nicer story where the rabbit had returned to the forest? Do we nowadays write angry letters to the company when the toothpaste does not actually make our teeth 57% whiter? Well, in today's episode, we interview students from around the world and 3 different cultures about their experiences of fake news and how they personally define it and how they live with it. Our first guest is Natalia Obikot from Ukraine. Our second guest is Saba Vashklevichi from Georgia. And our third guest is Dong-hee Kim from Korea. In our first category, absolutely unbelievable, Natalia claims that fake news, even with the best intentions, is still a lie and as such should not be acceptable.
I'm sorry, but it just, even a lie with the good intentions, it is a lie and it will be uncovered in the end. And in the end, it will be bad, of course, and people will be angry.
In our second category, absolutely entertaining, Saba suggests that deep down, we probably enjoy the entertainment of fake news in the media.
I think because the newspapers and all news are mostly based on fake news, this is what we are eating and this is what we are listening to. So maybe they will just don't have the context to work with.
Finally, in our last category, absolutely influential, Dong-hee Kim explains how the internet has democratized publishing, which means our culture now allows everybody to spread the news, real or fake.
And the internet is the place where the news can really spread, and producer of the news is not really limited. Everyone can be a producer for the news. There are no barriers. Who can be the reporter? Who can be the readers?
So let us start with a show. Natalia is a student at Rhein A campus and she talks about fake news as a rapidly developing media culture. However, she also remembers examples from her childhood when her parents used fake news in order to calm her down. So in our first category, absolutely unbelievable, I ask Natalia if there is really a clear line between fake news on one side and education or good entertainment on the other.
A very good point in this, because sometimes I believe that people who believe in fake news are actually very bored and they want to believe in some kind of things which are relatively not real.
Okay, and they don't even care whether it's true or not, as long as it's entertaining, as long as it gives them a certain kick or something. What about your own life? Did your parents ever lie to you?
Yeah, my parents, they gifted me a rabbit. And it was attacked by an animal from the woods. And that time parents lied to me and they told that the rabbit missed his mom and just ran away because he was so homesick or something.
Okay.
But I guess
do you still speak to your parents?
Of course I do.
So why do you forgive them when they lie to you?
I guess, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. I was 5-6 years old, and I guess they were trying to save my psychological state. And probably I will do the same to my kids.
Do you think that this could develop into some kind of a culture that, for example, your parents noticed that you were a much happier child if they started lying to you, and then they carried on?
I will say that I hope it will not become a normal part of our lives, but I see truly that it is happening, yeah, because there is so much information which is irrelevant, and for the more it is a lie, but I hope it will change at some point in the future. Fake news, sometimes they are to improve something maybe, or to avoid panic, to do something good, but anyways, it is a lie in the end. And,
but that is interesting. You say often this is with a good intention. So do you say that there are cases where this would be allowable or even good?
No, I will not say this. I'm sorry, but it just, even a lie with the good intentions, it is a lie, and it will be uncovered in the end. And in the end, it will be bad, of course, and people will be angry.
Who are the real victims of the fake news? When I speak to people of my generation, 60 years old, they think, oh, the poor children and teenagers, they fall for those lies because they don't have enough experience to identify that.
I think that not only the teenagers and kids are the biggest victims in this whole story, but I guess all the people who are being manipulated, they are the victims. And I see that this fake news, they are trying to polarize the group of peoples and to start, I don't know, informational war. But I see that people who believed fake news in the end suffer, yeah, psychologically, mentally, or physically.
You're listening to Absolutely Intercultural about the culture of fake news. We learned from Natalia that there may be good intentions behind fake news, but for her, a lie is still a lie and will end up causing harm. Next, our editor Alina interviewed Saba Vashklevichi from Georgia. He says that fake news seems to be everywhere in our daily lives, whether we are reading the Bible or watching commercials on television. So would our world be dull and boring without fake news? Have we, in fact, developed an appetite for eating fake news like we seem to enjoy fast food so much? Let's find out in Category 2, Absolutely Entertaining.
Personally, for me, fake news is wrong information which is used by a company or government or generally by the news to make people mistaken.
Do you also think fake news could have a positive impact?
Yes, sometimes fake news could be positive. In some cases, it would be even better to spread the fake news so we will avoid the panic in the society. To give you an example for a good fake news, when you are talking to a child and he or she asks you about, for instance, the same Santa Claus question, you are giving him the story, and it's even better for a child to receive the fake news. I had the story about the Santa Claus for many years, and a child which was older than me told me that it's all fake, and it was, to be honest, very hard feeling for me to understand that everything is fake. So we can say that if at the beginning this fake news had this good effect on me because it created good imagination and good story, in the end you feel that it's a huge lie and you feel bad for it. I always prefer to know the bad truth than the beautiful lie.
We get to know a lot of stories from the Bible, and do you think there are some fake news in it?
There might be some fake news in it. I know that Bible was rewritten many times, and a person who was rewriting it just could put anything in it which he wanted to be in there.
How about marketing? So did you ever bought a product that you liked in the advertisement and then you was very disappointed?
Yes, for example, I remember that McDonald's has the advertisement of Big Mac, and in the picture it's always beautiful, but when you buy a real Big Mac, it's not even close. I don't know if it is better for them or not, but customers should like it because you are always expecting to receive what you see in the advertisement. And this fake news, I don't think that it's a good thing for the companies.
Okay.
Some generations are more tend to believe to the marketing. The youngs are less tend to believe in it. And I think the reason is that they are more using the social networks and they are just receiving more information, and they have trained to spot which is wrong information and which is fake news.
And do you think the world would be boring without fake news?
Yes, it will be more boring, I think, because the newspapers and all news are mostly based on fake news. This is what we are eating and this is what we are listening to. So maybe they will just don't have the context to work with, and we will not have the Friday night TV shows anymore.
While Saba prefers bad truth to any beautiful lie, he admits that fake stories for children might spark their imagination, and he also thinks that young people might turn into better critical thinkers because they have grown up in a culture of fake news. Our editor, Georgie, interviewed Donghee Kim from South Korea, who comes from the opposite side. She says that it is the young people who fall victim to fake news. She suggests that the more traditional media, such as newspapers or television, can safely lead the older generations through the jungle of fake news. So should all media be more controlled by editors who check the veracity of news items? Our final category, absolutely influential.
Say young people, because old people usually take the news from the traditional media, TV, radio, and newspapers. And, you know, that kind of media has quality and they have trust for the public audience. And they don't want to crush the trust they have because it's the main source that they have for selling the story. So I think people who are taking the news from traditional media, they are getting the truth. But younger people, they are getting the news from everywhere. I can say mostly internet. And the internet is the place where the news can really spread, and producer of the news is not really limited. Everyone can be a producer for the news. There are no barriers. Who can be the reporter? Who can be the reader? So that means like the possibility of the fake news go higher.
In terms of social media and this fake news spreading, don't you think this creates a new culture for bigger companies to monitor how fake news is created and spread?
To stop the fake news, the company and even the government can take an action, like make a regulation for it. But I think it's really questioning where is the freedom of the journalism goes, because in terms of journalism, freedom to write everything is really important. And if it comes to Facebook or a government, it can be really violated and they can turn over to bad intention.
Most of the fake news are spread throughout the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you check the source? Is it trustworthy or not?
People are trying to check the source, but in the environment of the internet, it's really hard because people are sharing and sharing and sharing. And when it reaches to me, I don't know where did they share from, and it's really complicated and really hard to find a source, be in a critical thinking. Yeah, and the reason that the young people are getting news from internet is that it's easy to, you know, get it.
Wow, we have listened to a very diverse mix of opinions about fake news. However, nobody claimed that fake news is a new phenomenon. Apparently, only the term is new. But we have all been exposed to stories which were meant to change our behavior, but turned out to be untrue in the end. Oh, and did you spot the fake news we included in today's show? If you send us the correct answer, you can win a brand new private aeroplane jet. Spoiler alarm, this piece of news does not sound plausible to me. However, it is true that on our webpage, www.absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show is coming to you on March the 5th, and I assure you, this is absolutely true. Until then, practice your critical thinking and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.